Good morning. 8:09, a little bit later this morning. Not a lot, but a little bit. Sunday morning. It's my birthday. My wife's birthday today. It's October 7th. And Sunday morning. Yesterday was not as disruption-free as I had hoped. So as a result, I didn't get quite where I needed to be by the end of the day. I still have the last two chapters to edit. Then I have to put on some chapter headings for the chapters that I split up. And then I can format and begin publishing. So today, today I should be able to get to that. Most of the disruptions seem to have gone by. The Anne Crispin experience is, we hope, going to be resolved swiftly and appropriately. And we'll see how things go when it comes time for me to take my books back. So, see how this works out. Let's see. That's pretty much all. I did have an interesting conversation last night with somebody who we talked a little bit about promotion and stuff like that. It was an interesting conversation. Nothing I can really go into. Nothing that's really worthy of commentary. I'm trying to think of what's happened in the last 24 hours that I could talk about. It's cold. It's 30 degrees here this morning. So below freezing, and I did not drain my pipes last night, so I'm hoping that I didn't freeze off and break the copper pipes in my irrigation system. The sprinkler heads that are in the ground will be safe, but it's that loop of copper that comes out of the ground that's at risk for freezing and then breaking. Today's the birthday, my wife's birthday. We've got to do a little celebrating on that today. I have to go to the grocery store this morning. Pick up her cake, and she would like something roast beef-like for dinner tonight. So we'll do that. Get some mashed potatoes and perhaps a nice roast of beef. And that will be quite yummish. Looking forward to that. The temperatures are such that running the oven in the afternoon seems like a good idea. Filling the house with savory aromas. Roasting that turkey the other day was very good too. A little bit of roast beef would be good. Let's see what they've got. I may have to roast a pork loin. So John Moreau wrote to me this morning, and I thought my involvement with Right the Fire was over, and at some point or other, I'm sure he said it, but I completely missed the fact that he's podcasting these stories, as well as selling the anthology, and my story is due out on Thursday, So, I guess what I'm going to be doing tomorrow, I can't do it today. I've got to get this book out. I've got to get this book published. I've got to get it going, which means that's what today is going to be. Tomorrow I can record. Tomorrow's Monday. People should be back to work, back to school. Should be a quiet day. I don't have to work around Tuesdays or Thursdays anymore because we won't be running the sprinklers after this week. So yeah, it's getting into heavy audio season as well. So take care of that. Take care of Abby Hilton's lines that I need to do. And I've got another Crime City Central I need to do. I don't want to lose track of that. I need to start a list of audio projects that I've got working, because I keep losing them. Dan Sawyer's audiobook should be coming out pretty soon. He was working on the format and layout, and I have really let him down in terms of reviewing the latter parts of the story of the book. It's really good, I gotta say. Dan has done a very good job of explaining some pretty complicated ideas in relatively straightforward terms. Of course, he's been doing it for a long time, so that's probably why. Sometimes it's difficult for somebody who's an expert to explain it to someone who's not, because they don't have the language, they don't have the experience, they don't have the connections to take what they already know and attach to the new learning. And that's because they don't know enough, because they're new. And a lot of times an expert has trouble talking that at a level where it can connect. And I think Dan does a very, very good job. I keep promising him I'll review some more chapters, but he's got to get that book out, so I hope he's not waiting for me. This last week has been kind of a mess. But we're getting it together. It's coming together at last, and I think in the long run, the disruption that we're suffering now will be one of those prices we pay for improvement, a growing pain, as it were, more than anything. So I'm trying to work on a tagline for Zephyr's Call. It has to do with journeys and changes. I'm having a difficult time . I'll get it eventually. I've got to get it today, so yeah. I was going to be thinking about that as I walk, but somehow it skipped my mind while I was listening to Coverville. I'm still getting through the Coverville cover story of Dire Straits 2, which is really good. I like Dire Straits music, and Brian has such a great way of picking off covers that take the songs and change them up. Okay, I have a little brainstorm about the tagline, the log line. Walking in the eastern basking glow of the sun. It's up high enough now that it's shining full on me. And after the 30 degrees, it feels good. I can even unbutton my coat a little bit. Took off my glove. A little more like it. It's one thing I wasn't prepared for was condensation on my beard. Makes my beard cold and nasty. Oh well. Later in the season, I'm sure it will freeze, so I'll try to get a picture of it when it's covered with frozen moisture. Frozen condensation from my breath. That'd be fun. So I'm almost at the end of the story. And gosh, I really like it. There's things that I might change. I'm not going to go into them and change them now. But there's stuff that I learned I didn't use in this book. I didn't use anywhere near as much of it as I thought I did. Of course, part of it is that I've been editing the stuff I wrote before I went away to the workshop last March. Oh, and I've got a con coming up this month. I completely blew it off, but I've got Mile High Con is coming up. I think it's the 19th. So, what is that? Not this coming weekend, but the weekend after. So, yeah. I have to talk to my wife. I might try to get a room down there rather than try to drive back and forth. The cost of gas, the cost of the room, the time, it's pretty much a wash. So, it's also a tax deduction. Because I am on panels down there. I think I've got to check with Rose. See what my schedule looks like. They haven't published it yet, I don't believe. And then in January, there's Cosine down in Colorado Springs. So something to look forward to there as well. To see my friend, what's his name again? Darren. Derek. Guy who wrote that grammar book. Removing the Dead Hand of Mrs. Stifle. That was a great book. It was more of an essay than anything. It's very well done. I enjoyed it a great deal. I'm trying to think who else is likely to be there. Probably going to run into the guy who does the press I almost signed with. Heavens, because I'd still be fighting with him if I were. Rosansky. What is it, flying pen? Something like that. Anyway, I've got to have a... I've got to get my act together here because I've got this con to go to. Woohoo! And then one in January. Although there's a group of writers that I'm part of, and they're talking about taking a retreat to Northern California, November, to get away for a long weekend of writing. Not exactly sure how that would fly after being away for a weekend in October, but possible. I need to get these next two books cooking. I've got to get this one out. I've got to get South Coast out. I've got to get the new editions of the share books out. Now, there's a possibility that something might happen with the share books. I'm waiting to hear something on the plus side might happen with the share books. I'm kind of anxious to see how that works out. Northern Turn. It's chilly. It's not as cold as it was when I started, that's certain. I don't know how much temperature has come up, but that sun feels great on my skin. What little skin is exposed at this point. But what a fall day. Oh gosh. The nice thing about those cloudy day pictures is that they really showed the color change in the trees in the park. Having the sun backlight them just makes them all like black shapes, but those 3 or 4 days of overcast, you can really see how the color had shifted. I need my breakfast. I'm cold with gas. Excuse me. So, way cool, way cool. Get going here. So I gotta get back. I finished the edits of the last two. I gotta get to the grocery store so that I can put the roast in and I can be working on that publishing the formatting while the roast is in. And well, 18-minute lap times, that's not bad. I must have started pressing the button early because I'm not even at the back gate yet. I'm not even at the crossroads yet, so Endomondo is either getting better data or worse data, or I started it earlier than I thought. Because I certainly haven't changed my route. 18 minutes, 15 seconds, okay. Under 19 minutes a mile is considered the right amount. It's not really cardio, but it's a good level. Here we go, across the street. And up to the back gate. Morning. And so we've made it again. Another day. So with that, at the back gate, tomorrow's another day, and I will talk to you then.